So you're listening to Peter. I'm in Ballyball. It's approximately just 20 past nine. In the background, you may be able to hear the faint sounds of me walking across grass, yes, but the harvesters going in through the night. I'm sure they will be going till the wee hours. Sorry, there's ruffles on the far side of the road. I'd say it's pigeons in the trees. But yeah, the point of this Boo podcast is I was out with my wee daughter Ella, which is when I'm walking with her on the back roads of Ballybottle. Obviously, she's in the pram. She's only one and a bit. But when I'm pushing her through, I tend to listen to audio podcasting in any format. It wouldn't matter what it is. Just love listening to it. And the one I was listening to most recently was the Freakonomics. If you haven't heard it, you should check it out. It is the ultimate in, how would you say it, production quality. Bloody phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal production behind it. And the time, the script, the everything that goes into it, I would suggest is possibly unbelievable to somebody like me who, in short, really doesn't put a whole lot of prep. I'm an old pro anyway, I don't need to. But through all of this, again, there is a point where I'm starting to review podcasts on Culture.ie. There's two reasons to this. Number one, I found it very, very hard, very, very difficult to come across good podcasts. It's a bit like going on holidays to a campsite and having a bad experience, and then you come back and somebody says, "Oh, I was there with the same problem." And you're kind of going, "Well, geez, why didn't you tell me? You know, I would have known the pitfalls." Or in my case, in the case of a podcast, I wouldn't have wasted a half hour of my life just to realise that it was not so good. And then there are those that are really, really good. And Freakonomics is probably one that doesn't need that little bit of a push or that little bit of a promo. But in conversation with Andy Gaffney and Brian Green after the Sod Show on Friday, which Andy guest hosted, the conversation came up about his housekeeping. That's housekeeping without the G. His housekeeping podcast that he does with two friends of his. If you've never heard it before, it goes a little bit like this. Three lads sitting on a couch, having a couple of beers. No joke, having a couple of beers. You can hear the psh in the background. Sound quality isn't great. And the conversation with Andy was that if he improved sound quality, he would take away from, how would you say it, the three lads sitting in a flat, having a can of beer, having a chat conversation. You would take away because the ambience, the sound, the whole lot. I know this because when I used to do the Sodcast, the prior to the Sod Show, I did it into the butt end of my iPhone for about 1 year solid. And podcasting is that easy. It is that easy. Thank you to Audio Boo and Co. It is so easy. What I do realise is that there are people like Brian Green, Bernie Goldbach et al. Who give you tips and tricks and trinkets along the way to help you make that a little bit better. But the point in comparing or contrasting myself and Andy's podcast, mine of old and Andy's of now, is that content is king. That said, it still goes back to finding the good ones. And finding ones that are of benefit or of use to me. So I'm not wasting my time. If that makes sense. I don't know. I mean, let me give you a couple of other ones. BBC Friday Night Comedy of the Week. Most recently, they did two interviews, which weren't funny. But they were still. Now, maybe they were done as part of the Friday Night Comedy of the Week night. But the half hour that they aired as their podcast just was not funny. In any way. At all. They were interviews. They may as well have been held by Michael Parkinson. Or Gay Byrne, or Pat Kenny if you're Irish. Just not funny in any way. BBC History Podcast, very, very good. But if you're not into history, I mean, most recently it's been the Tudors and Kings and Queens, that kind of stuff. You know, there you go, fair enough. I mean, it's not bad, and I'll be reviewing these on Kulch. And then you make a choice. You can say, well, fair enough. Or look, I listen to one or I listen to two. Freakonomics is consistently perfect and funny. And bloody funny. Very, very funny. Most recently, the one that they did on parenting. Parenting. To the point that you can send a child to piano lessons, to schooling at 6 months of age, to art classes. You can invest all of the money in the world. At the same token, they also took the point where they spoke to hedge fund managers and said, if you invest all of this money into your child, will you actually see any return? And the answer is no. They came to the conclusion at the very, very end of it, through interviewing all of these economists about how they reared or will rear their children. They came back to the conclusion that the only thing that will make any guaranteed difference to your child is loving it. Him or her, that is. Quite funny. But when you see the analysis that went into it, it's obviously a lot more in depth than I'm given a time for. You see the analysis that went into it, you do laugh. And I know this because I was, inverted commas, asked to leave piano lessons at about 10 years of age. I was asked to leave many things because I was a dosser and a pup, quote unquote. I was also a smart enough kid to be able to go to college, but I was one of eight. So, you know, you reared well and loved very, very much. But, look, it's just one of them. On the other hand, you listen to our previous podcast, which was the to do with the Anheuser-Busch family and the fact that businesses, multi-conglomerates, if that's even a word, are passed down from generation to generation. And the Budweiser children, the Bush family, that is. George III, is that correct? The first drop of liquid that they would ever have tasted was a couple of drops of Budweiser. This is no joke. On the other hand, you have, I think I'm open to correction on this, is it a 1 in 5 success rate on businesses passed down from generation to generation in, open to correction again in brackets, Japan? The reason why is because they adopt their children. I thought, oh, that's very logic. Or is it? And then you realise that the children are adopted at approximately 25 years of age. I'm like, now, if that isn't funny, I don't know what is. But statistically, it explains a lot behind the scenes of generation to generation past businesses. On the other hand, you've got Andrew Gaffney and his two buddies sitting on the couch. And on the other hand, you've got Bernie Goldbach, who I'll also be reviewing. Bernie is my Sunday news every single Sunday into guaranteed one of his Nokia handsets. How do I know these? Because I've stumbled across them. The odd time I've asked on Twitter. The odd time I've asked on Facebook. And I'm sure there's more than Bernie and Andy that do a regular podcast. So the question is, do you know one? And if you do, you can email me info@donniganlandscaping.com. You can get me at Donegan Gardens on Twitter. Just ask me to follow you and you can DM. I don't pay much attention to numbers on Twitter, surprising or suffice to say. And you'll also find me on facebook.com/Donegan Landscaping. And again, the point is, I want, or I would hope, to give a little bit of a push to the newer, or to the rough and ready, or to the less emphasis on production standards type podcast. That's what I'd be hoping to do. I mean, obviously there's some great ones in there, and be they, you know, from state broadcasters or not, be they political or not, be they business or not, I really couldn't care less. This is about podcasting. And the hope is that somewhere in between, those who are not so good maybe can learn something from those that are really, really good based on the pointers that we give, which is based on the information that comes from you. So there you are. Anyhow, I am going to go because I think that's about a 10-minute podcast on the horizon. Have a great evening. Take care. Bye for now. Bye.